ain't gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
All morning long, we've been celebrating the Garth Brooks and the Trish Yearwood doing awesome things for people, and we have another opportunity to celebrate one of our fellow prize fighters.
Yeah, we had people tell us about who is their prize fighter in their life. Either somebody who inspires them or somebody who has done amazing things for them, whatever it is. And this morning we're meeting three winners, and
we all get great seats for Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
And now we have Celeste and Natasha in with us. And Celeste, you actually wrote us about two prize fighters.
I did.
First, you wrote us about your sister. First, tell us about your sister.
My sister Natalie. Come Friday, it's been 3.5 years ago that we lost her to cancer. Shortly after that, our friend Kim introduced me to Natasha. We do a lot of work through Relay for Life together.
Okay.
So I got to know her through that. And then shortly after we met, I'd say just a couple months, she was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer. And she kind of came into my life when the point where I hated everything and everybody because... You know, my sister, my best friend was gone, and Natasha came into my life and showed me that not everybody, you know, loses to cancer, and that there is hope, and she amazes me.
And you guys have been best friends now for how long?
Two and a half years.
Yeah, three years.
Okay, so tell us, why is Natasha your prize fighter?
She fought an amazing battle. I mean, to be the mom of two young kids, Hunter and Hayden, they are 8 and 5 now. And just to fight through all of that and, you know, and still take care of the kids. You know, her husband's on the road during the week and, you know, so she's kind of a single mom and she fought through all of it. And came out a winner, prize fighter.
Exactly.
Okay, so Natasha, Celeste called you yesterday because she didn't tell you that she had put you in for this competition, right?
No, she did not.
You're right on that microphone there, yeah. There you go.
So I assume since then you've gone back and read what she wrote about you and everything.
She did send it to me, and I was pretty, I mean, I feel the same about her. I try to be that light and the cheerleader for everybody, and to have somebody write that about you was pretty heartfelt.
I should read a little bit of what she wrote so that everybody can hear it. My beautiful friend inside and out, Natasha, is my prize fighter. She came into my life after having lost 4 friends to cancer in a year's time, one of them being my sister. She's also so much like my sister, and it somewhat filled a void in my heart. After only knowing her for a few months, she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. Her attitude and strength are beyond amazing. Her husband is also a cancer survivor. Fear is not a word in her vocabulary. She's always there for others when needed. She's always helping others with cancer, but she's also helped us that don't have cancer. She was my ray of hope when I couldn't see any sun. She is a surviving prize fighter. So that's, I mean, what's that like to hear that your friend wrote that about you?
Pretty amazing. Yeah. The last couple years have been pretty tough, but it's really hard to make it through without the friends and family carrying you, I think.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we kind of misled you a little bit.
Sorry about that, by the way.
We had called up these two and said, hey, we're bringing in all of the finalists and we'd like you to be in the studio with us.
We did not do that.
No.
As you notice, you're the only people in the studio.
Well,
you're going to see Garth Brooks, but also you're going to see Garth Brooks. Two are going backstage so you can tell your story to Garth and Trisha.
So you're
going to
meet Garth and Trisha backstage.
There's tears. Tears all over.
I won't scream in the microphone.
That's okay. We're used to it. We've heard all kinds of screams in this building. But we want to go beyond that.
So
we want to go beyond that as well. Because
and there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
I'm going to ugly cry.
We also want to sweeten the deal and give you guys dinner out together. And you can't go to Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood and meet them for the first time wearing just anything. So we're going to give you a $100 gift card as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Go meet him and hang out for Garth and Trisha.
All right.
And Celeste, so we didn't get to mention this. Your first concert with your sister, who passed away, was Garth Brooks 20 years ago, right?
20-some years ago. I have another sister, Ashley. She's the younger one. And all three of us went with my mom. The only concert my mom ever took us to was Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
And then 2 years ago, when he was in Omaha, my younger sister and I went, and it was emotional because the third of us
going through a tough time. Well, we appreciate you both
Thank you so much.
For being a part of our
so
Kix family.
Oh, yeah.
And we look forward to hanging out with you guys down at the rail yard and getting you the opportunity to go back and say hello to Garth and Trisha and tell your story.
You have to swing by. We'll be doing our pre-party in the rail yard.
Absolutely. Yes.
I want to see the new get up. I want to see what you guys get and everything. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. And keep fighting, all right?
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys very much. And we appreciate Garth and Trisha giving that opportunity. Yeah. Out.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.